Welcome back. I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the host of the Five Star Food Show, part of the Radio Entrepreneurs Network. We're here at the accounting firm of Gray, Gray & Gray. Frank McLaughlin, one of the directors of the restaurant food industry, is co-hosting with me. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Gary. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming in today.
Oh, you're welcome. And today, we're so lucky to have Jackie Sable from Toast Industries. Thank you very much. How are you doing, Jackie?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Glad you could join us today.
I'm glad that I could make it. So thanks for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. So anyways, we want to talk about a little bit about Toast. It's a point of sale system?
Yes. It's a point of sale and restaurant management platform. So it's a system that accommodates only food service. So we can do anything from stadiums to cafes, fine dining, casual dining, quick service, full service, you name it. We can handle it.
So. Okay. And so what kind of clients do you have today? You have some big players?
Oh, yeah. Most recently, Pieology, which is has over 100 units. One of our bigger chains that have signed on last year has some great success with Toast. Even more locally, we work with companies like Oathcraft Pizza and Flower. So those are and Tate Bakery, I would say.
And why only the food industry? Why and what makes it unique? And how are you guys able to distinguish yourself from somebody else?
Sure. Well, I think in the POS space, you could have food service, retail. But if you focus on more than one thing, then you kind of lose focus on what you're really good at. So we're focused on food and only food. And it's just such a complicated and complex operation that that's where we're putting all of our energy. And our goal is basically to make the unique challenges of the food service world easy and manageable for our customers.
Now, you work with Frank or somebody else from his restaurant group. Is that how you're connected?
Yep.
Okay. So, yep. Frank?
Yeah, no, and I just want to say thanks for coming in, Jackie. And we've used a couple of our clients use Toast and really like the software. So, you know, when you're going through that sales process, you know, what is that differentiating piece of Toast that you find that people really enjoy and love?
Sure. Well, I think the biggest thing is that we have people on the street. So with my job, I do outside sales, and I'm literally going door to door to restaurants, meeting them, trying to understand what they're what they need for their operations. So this pizza place on this block can be completely different operationally than the pizza place on the next block, even though they might have a similar menu. So we take the time to sit down with our customers and understand every aspect of their operations so that we can consult them really on whether or not Toast would be a good fit. And it usually ends up that it's a great fit, and that's because we take the time to learn exactly what they need and to show them how we can partner with them to make them successful.
Great. And when you're going through that process and sitting down with them, you know, what are some of the things that consistently pop up that Toast is really able to hone in and really help them out with?
Sure. A huge factor is that we're trying to improve efficiency in their operations. So while we've got some of the big players in the POS industry that have your traditional point of sale at the server stations and behind the bar, we actually have handhelds that servers can bring out to the table and do tableside payments or use for line busting at cafes during that rush hour when there's a line out the door. So we're not only able to give the guests a better experience by providing great tableside service and service while they're even waiting in line, but we're able to really maximize the volume in the kitchen and to help turn as many tables or get as many customers through the door as possible.
Couple of questions, Jackie. How do you manage the transition from going like non-technological to a POS system like that? How does it, sure. Does it just like happen overnight? How does it like get broken down to, because obviously you got an operation that's continuing. How does the, if you're doing multiple locations, do you do like one at a time? Or how does it all work?
It really depends on the customer. On Toast end, what we take a lot of care in the training and onboarding of our customers. So with the POS, you're really, that's the backbone of the restaurant. So it's never an easy switch to just say, let me get a new system and then be, you know, easily up and running the next day. So we actually we have our installers come out, do a site survey in person. We train in person. We do our menu build for the customer based on their specific workflow. We do a lot of this hands-on to make sure that all of our customers are prepped for success. So we just want to make sure that the transition is as easy as possible. We also understand that transitioning to a new system can be quite difficult and quite intimidating, especially if, you know, you're not the most tech-savvy restaurant owner. So we like to make sure that we go the extra mile to get everyone trained, get them familiar with the system, and to offer ongoing resources post-go-live, which is the day that they go live on Toast. So during that transition, they have a services team behind them, they have the sales team behind them, then they'll get an account manager on board to just make sure that everything's going smoothly and we're treating them well. If anybody needs ongoing training, we can arrange that. But you're very invested in making sure that this transition is going to be a successful one.
So that kind of leads me to my second question, was with as far as the support, or if something mm-hmm. on the technical end goes wrong, what do you like offer like down the road? The system, like, I know it probably rarely happens, but the system mm-hmm. crashes, whatever.
Well, technology.
How do you handle that?
We have a support team that's it's a Toast support team, so mm-hmm. they stay in our office in Boston. 24/7 support, so you call anytime, you can get help for any issues. We also understand that the restaurant world is not a 9-to-5 Monday to Friday operation, so we're equipped and ready to handle any issues that might pop up down the line, whether it's at 10 in the morning or 4 in the morning.
Okay. And Jackie, talk to us a little bit about, and I don't know how much you can divulge.
Sure.
But talk to us a little bit about some of the future of Toast and what you guys are trying to also do that you think could help the restaurant industry.
Sure. Well, I mean, one of our goals is to stay in the forefront of our customers' needs when it comes to technology. So I couldn't give you like a 10-year plan of features that we want to build out, because those features that we add to the system are based on what our customers are asking for. So we plan on growing. Our goal is to become the biggest player in the POS space, because we offer great customer service and those innovative features that are able to give restaurateurs the ability to provide the best possible customer experience based on developing needs. An example is online ordering. Mm-hmm. We recently partnered with a company that can integrate third-party online ordering vendors directly with Toast, because our customers started asking for that. And
there's a lot of other type of capabilities.
Absolutely.
Because in looking at your website there, it said you can do employee productivity mm-hmm. monitoring. How does yep. that whole process work?
Yeah, so our reporting is fantastic. You can go in and see which of your employees is upselling the most, which is turning tables the most, which employees have the highest amount of voids or discounts, and just kind of get a picture of what's happening in your restaurant. So maybe you have an employee that's not really upselling. You can tell that with your average check size per employee. Or maybe you have a cook that sends steaks out with the wrong temperature more than other employees, and you can really focus on where to make improvements on your staff.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Did you have any other questions, Frank?
Yeah, no, I just want to kind of say Toast does a great job, and I think their whole process of the startup and that service is a differentiator for them, and I think it's really good. Appreciate
great.
It.
Great. Well, happy to hear that, and we feel
and thank you so much for joining us today, Jackie. Now, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how would they go about doing that?
You could go to toasttab.com and request a demo. You could give me a call or email me. That's all on the website, but it's www.toasttab.com, and that's where you can find all the resources you need to get in touch with a representative to help you with any questions.
Jackie, thank you so much. Frank McLaughlin from the accounting firm of Gray, Gray & Gray here today. They're our gracious hosts down here in Canton, Massachusetts. I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the host of the 5-Star Food Show, part of the Radio Entrepreneurs Network. Thank you. Now a word from our sponsors.